A keyboardist and violinist play a Japanese song in the rain under a tent. Chains made of 1,000 brightly colored origami cranes drape the empty chair memorial. It's a bronze reproduction of a simple folding chair, like the kind Juno High School used in the 1940s for graduation ceremonies. It has a Spartan look, sequestered in a corner of the park atop a jagged chunk of planked flooring.
And the irregular edge of the floor was intended to represent a section of the gymnasium floor that had just been ripped out of the gymnasium as a metaphor for the way that the people were ripped from their homes and their community.
That's Peter Reiquam, a Seattle-based artist who was commissioned for the Empty Chair Project. The names of the 53 Japanese nationals and Japanese Americans from Southeast Alaska who were forced to leave their homes for government-run internment camps during World War II.
Kichi Henry Akagi, William Akagi, Hikohachi Fukuyama,
are etched into the floor planks. The communal, military-style camps were ringed by barbed wire and guard towers. Mary Tanaka Abo, one of John Tanaka's sisters, tears up during the dedication ceremony. She is surrounded by her extended family and says seeing her young relatives understand what her generation went through is particularly important.
Our family history, people kind of roll their eyes, the kids, you know. But, you know, when they see, you know, the community here and they really think it's important, then it kind of validates everything. And, you know, people are nearing the end of their lives. So it's just really tremendous to share this moment, you know, of our hometown with our families.
After being interned, John was drafted into the 442nd Infantry Regiment, a Japanese-American army unit that fought in Europe. His family returned to Juneau after the war. The lease on the family business, the City Cafe, had lapsed, but the community helped the Tanakas and others reestablish themselves. The cafe eventually became a 50-year institution. John worked summers in the cafe while going to college and medical school. He became an anesthesiologist and settled in Spokane, Washington. He died in 1977. His widow, Jean Tanaka, says they rarely talked about their internment or the war, but she says John spoke fondly of his hometown.
I feel it's a wonderful tribute to him and for the community that really helped him out so much, and I'm very grateful.
200 people came out on Saturday for the sculpture's dedication. The youngest descendants of the interned unveiled the sculpture. Each child delivered a chain of the origami cranes to an elder. Most of the Juneau residents sent away during World War II have died, but a few attended the ceremony. 89-year-old Walter Fukuyama was one of the high school students who was detained. After the dedication, he stepped into the gym where he had played basketball as a youth, where he should have graduated in 1943. The hoops are still there, but the space has been converted to makeshift offices for state workers. It was the first time he'd been back. He didn't want to pose for photos and said he wasn't sure how he felt. He said he just wanted to reminisce. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea. Thank you.